In Los Angeles, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Tuesday it is, November the 8th, Election Day. Good as always to have you along, everybody. This election has been trying. It's been trying for partisans. It's been trying for voters in the middle as well. It has, however, been pure joy for Fox News, CNN, and MSNBC. Primetime ratings the past couple of weeks have surged as much as 140% from the same time last year. That's according to Nielsen. And with those ratings, of course, come profits. With the race coming to an end, Marketplace's Mark Garrison reports from New York on what happens next for the cable news business.
Cable news companies live for presidential elections. The more controversial, the better. Eric Brannon follows the cable television business for IHS.
When you think about a news network, elections are, they're a gimme. So they are points where we can, if we're a network executive, expect to see spikes in revenue.
But after the spike comes the downside when ratings crash. Neil Macker watches media companies for Morningstar.
As long as there's no controversy, they're going to come down tremendously.
And tremendously quickly. Just from October to December 2012, Nielsen data show the cablers lost as much as half their primetime audience. With that go the higher ad revenues channels were feasting on. Network executives have been warning that a decline is coming, but it's always important to remember with cable channels that advertising is just one revenue stream. Veteran TV news analyst Andrew Tindall.
The reason why the election years are important to these cable channels is that in these years, they prove themselves to be indispensable to a cable viewer.
That could give them more leverage in long-term talks to squeeze higher fees out of the cable companies, which bundle up the channels and deliver them to homes. Both network leaders and Wall Street investors say cable news networks face individual challenges, but also some common ones. They need to do a better job of attracting younger viewers, whether on air or online, and they need innovative new programming that'll attract an audience when there is not a story as big or as infuriating as this election. In New York, I'm Mark Garrison for Marketplace.